Bonjour et bienvenue. Vous écoutez le Quick Link Podcast. Et voici l'épisode spécial Saint-Valentin. Je t'aime.
Welcome back to Quick Link Podcast. This is episode 775. It's Tuesday, the 14th of February. It's St. Valentine's Day. Big love to all of you. Mwah, mwah. Just the one road race today before Ruta del Sol and Volta Algarve. They both kick off tomorrow. So our action today will come from the Tour of Oman. Before that though, happy birthday to Olympic champion Anna Kiesenhofer, to the recently retired Jan Bakkerlandse, to 2011 Tour de France winner Cadel Evans, and to World, Commonwealth and European silver medalist on the track, it's Joe Truman. Today they turn a combined age of 141. So to Oman then, and yesterday's third stage gave us our second summit finish with the 152k stage from Al Khobar to Jabal Hat. Mathieu Jorgensen coming home yesterday ahead of the rest in a select front group atop that climb there to grab the red jersey, moving himself into the GC lead as Jesus Herrada dropped down to 6th. Mario van Seven starts today at 5 seconds, Geoffrey Bouchard is at 14, Diego Ulisi and Maxim van Gils are at 15. Jorgensen also deposed Herrada of the green points jersey, and he pushed van Gils out of the white young rider jersey as well. So today's stage, just shy of 205k, the longest of the race's five stages. Rolling at altitude from Izki and heading northeast towards the coast and the capital of Muscat before turning into the Yitti Hills with views across the Gulf of Oman towards Iran and, if you squint, Pakistan. First intermediate sprint point coming 54k in before descending begins around 65k in, as the race dropped from 700 metres above sea level to Al Akbar on the coast, and the second intermediate sprint of the day, that's 155k in. Then into those Yitti Hills, three named climbs in quick succession. There's Wadi Al Kabir, it's about 1200 metres long, 4.5k. Down the other side and straight into the day's classified climb, it's Al Jizag, 3k long at 5.5%, then onto the final challenge of the day, 800 metres long at 5%. There's a false flat, and then a final just shy of 2k at a 6% average to the checkered flag. All of yesterday's 121 starters signed on today, and off we went at 6:30 in the morning UK time. Early attacks going, inevitably nothing stuck. Andriy Ponomar of Alkir Samsic, Josef Czerny of Soudal Quickstep, birthday boy Guillaume van Kiersbalk of Bingel, and Benjamin Perry of Human Powered Health, all involved in early moves, but the pack were all back together, bar one, at the first intermediate sprint point, 54k in. Frederik de Versnes of UNIX had gone clear to take it ahead of Tim Merlier of Quickstep, with Max Kanter of Movistar in third. Merlier's 2 points across the line, lifting him above Herrada into third in the sprint's classification. De Versnes had pulled a little clear after the prime, and eventually he was joined by Yevgeny Fedorov of Astana, Erko Borade of Kern Pharma, and Yusuf Regui of Terengganu Polygon. That gap out to around 3.5 minutes. By the time they're back to sea level, it was now down to just over 130 at that second intermediate sprint in Al Akbar. The bunch made contact with the breakaway quartet around a kilometre from the top of Al Jisar. That's the second of the three climbs ending the stage, with the Lotto Destiny doing a lot of the work at the front for Maxim van Gils. Thomas de Gendt motoring at the front, pulling the team along. Van Gils was launched, and he was joined by Alexey Lutsenko of Astana, Mori van Sevenant of Quickstep, and the race leader Mathieu Jorgensen of Movistar. Lutsenko was first over the top ahead of Jorgensen, and then van Sevenant. Then a downhill run to the foot of that final climb, with everyone coming back together on the false flat, and with the gradient evening out near the top, some 40 riders were there or thereabouts to contest a thundering finish near Bandar Jisar. David Formolo was doing a final turn for his team leader, and it was indeed Diego Ulisi who took the sprint win ahead of the rest. So the win for Ulisi and UAE Team Emirates, that's his first at Pro Tour level since the Gran Premio Industria in La Siena last March. Second for previous show guest Axel Zongel of Cofidis. Google tells me that was show 508, if you want to go have a listen to that later. It's the best result of the season for him after a 5th and a 4th at Challenge Mallorca, and a 3rd on the opening day here in Oman. It was third today for Ida Schelling of Bora Hansgrohe. That's his best result of the season so far as well, and Bora retained their team classification lead. Jorgensen came home outside the top 10, but he maintains the race lead. The gap stays at 5 seconds, but it's now Ulisi who's in second. He leapfrogs van Sevenant on countback. Van Sevenant 16th across the line today. Ulisi will take green then, 4 points clear of Jorgensen, while Zongel climbs into third. Jorgensen retains the white jersey, so van Sevenant will continue to borrow it for tomorrow's final stage. That is 152.2 kilometres from Samail to Jabar al-Akhdar. There's nothing to trouble the pack as they head south. Then they loop around Masram and Ajwadi. They go through the first intermediate sprint 90k in, and then head due west to the second intermediate at 140k, which heads straight into the foot of the summit finish, the Green Mountain. It's just shy of 6k long, averaging an eye-watering 10%. Most of it in double digits, apart from a little false flat, just bringing an average gradient down. So we'll be back tomorrow with all the day's action. Don't forget, Volta Algarve and Ruta del Sol get underway as well. Thanks for listening. Nighty-night. Just want your extra time,
yo. You've been listening to Quicklink Podcast, your daily microdose of pro cycling news and results. You can find us across social media at Quicklink Pod, or you can contact us by emailing show@quicklinksports.com. You can support this show by using the code QUICKLINK when you shop with veloskin.cc for all your chamois cream and skincare needs, and also at efswheels.com, where UK customers can get themselves a full set of tubeless-ready, full-carbon wheels for under £500. Share the show, and we'll be back with you tomorrow. Bye now.